Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
53!
It solidifies he's one of the top players to ever play the game.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
McDavid, 500 points!
I'm James Neal. Darn
Oilers. They're trading heavy leather here.
Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers.
Leon Draisaitl, one-timer from an impossible angle!
Fun years are still ahead here in Edmonton.
This is Mike Smith.
Jarred Kara.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Yes, the Puljujärvi back bar and in! Save made by Smith.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
The Edmonton Oilers clinched the playoff spot.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 CHED.
Tragically hip songs of all time. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Welcome to Oilers Now. Lots of different topics to hit on today. And we're going to do so in the opening half hour of the show. The situation was what it was for the Edmonton Oilers. Obviously a very disappointing conclusion on the playoff front after a very good regular season for Edmonton. A year in which many of the experts picked Edmonton outside of the playoffs to begin with. And then many of the experts picked Edmonton to beat the Winnipeg Jets. Connor Hellebuck put up a .950 save percentage. The Oilers lost three overtime games, including one in game number four that went into the third overtime period. But nonetheless, lots of consternation in oil country about the shortcomings of the team come playoff time. That said, a fair amount of positive conjecture about where the group, where the team can go moving forward, now that for the first time in his regime that Ken Holland actually has some cap space. It will be a continuing and ongoing storyline over the course of the summer. Another team, Toronto, pretty much the consensus favorite from day one, certainly with the two national networks, of which many of the nationally based media originate from, had the Maple Leafs being the overwhelming favorite during the course of the regular season, and then also the playoff favorite to emerge out of the Canadian division. It did not come to fruition. That will be part of our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. We'll recap last night's, for me, surprising. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised. Montreal Canadiens 3-1 victory in Game 7. Carey Price, brilliant in the final three games. Put up a .944 save percentage in the final three games of the series against Toronto. Connor Hellebuck, by the way, for the Jets, had a .950 save percentage in the course of the series against Edmonton. Why does it happen? Well, we're going to discuss some of that stuff coming up. Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec for the horses in Horse Racing Alberta. Down the pipe today between 12:30 to 1:30. Horse Racing Alberta live racing back at Century Mile each Friday and Sunday evening. No fan access at this time, but you can watch and wager online at hbibet.com. Post time 6:15. And to get a Toronto perspective on the demise of the Maple Leafs, we will hear from James Myrtle, who's the editor in Canada for The Athletic and very plugged in all things NTO. And, you know, I think it's fair to say for Oilers fans, there was a lot of frustration at what happened against Winnipeg. But I think most of you were realistic about the lack of depth. And Edmonton did not possess a 3-1 series lead. I mean, we can be I'll be frank with you. I was surprised the team moved away from playing Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl respectively on their own lines. And I was surprised that the decision was made to cut the bench down to four defensemen for the better part of three overtime periods in Game 4. Some might say a timeout could have been more effectively used, perhaps in Game 3. The rationale provided from Dave Tippett following the Game 3 loss made sense when you heard it. That said, others would say, nope, needed to make the timeout when the Jets made it 4-3 in that game. But nonetheless, I don't think many people saw Winnipeg and Montreal in the Canadian Division Final. To put things in perspective, I went 6-for-6 in the opening round of the U.S. divisions and 0-for-2 in Canada. And I'll be honest, yesterday, I thought Toronto was going to win. I thought Toronto was deeper. I hadn't seen the Canadiens totally lock it down. And I thought some of Montreal's most important players, like Brendan Gallagher, Shea Weber, Josh Anderson, guys that play hard games, looked like they were hurting for certain. Yesterday, the Leafs just didn't have it. Montreal, it was a low-event game that played right into the hands of the Montreal Canadiens. A team all season long, we discussed, was, let's not forget where Montreal started at the start of the year. They're very good. Then they fired Claude Julien, and then they never really got right during the course. I mean, it was a surprise they came in fourth in the division. I think that's fair. I think most people thought they'd be top three. I thought they'd be top three with Toronto and Edmonton before the Jets made the trade to acquire Pierre-Luc Dubois and move out a guy like Patrick Laine, who at this stage in his career, is maybe his commitment level is becoming a little bit suspect. But then, you know, the Jets had a tough stretch to close out the season. So did Montreal. Edmonton went pretty good. The Oilers were the third best team in the National Hockey League over the final 47 games of the regular season. But it's over. And I will say this. I expected Toronto to win yesterday. I wasn't disappointed that they lost. And my guess is neither are you. And you can text us at this time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Update those old floors with one colored engineered hardwood for only $2.99 a square foot. Head to ashleyfinefloors.com. Tell me what you think. Deep down inside, are you happy Toronto lost that series? Part of you happy? And is part of it because how often we see certain Toronto-based media personalities sit there and wag their finger at Edmonton and say, oh, you guys are going to lose McDavid. You haven't gained any traction. There's a couple of guys out there, one on a national radio show. It's a good show. And another guy that, you know, we've seen it a couple times, two or three times. Once it came from an individual from Sportsnet who got reprimanded for it. Anyhow, text us at 780-496-0063. You can also, we'll head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline with Mark Spector for about an hour of the show today. Speaking of the River Cree, the patio is now open to all ages at the River Cree from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Watch the game on the biggest screen in the city while enjoying daily drink specials and upscale casual menu featuring a mouth-watering $19.99 steak and prawn deal. The River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. Back at the 630 Chad Studios is Brendan Escott. Brendan, why don't we do this? We're going to, you built a mashup for us. Well done. Your technical abilities off the charts. I can close some deals, but I've never been great in terms of spicing things up, going old school on you. So let's go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. Here's the sound Leafs have.
Canadians breaking back the other way. Gallagher with a shot. He scores! Brendan Gallagher down the left wing. A shot that finds the five hole of Jack Campbell. And the Canadians draw first blood. Suzuki in a quick shot in front of the goal. Taken there by Kotkaniemi. Went wide. Played back to the blue line. Gustafson again with it. And a shot scores! Corey Perry, I believe, redirects this in front of Campbell, and it is 2-0 Montreal on the power play.
I really like the way the guys handle themselves and the engagement they put in. I mean, you can have all the system in the world. Obviously, the engagement, the commitment to push yourself and sometimes get out of your comfort zone. And that's what we did tonight. It's harder to do. And that's what we did the last three games. And, you know, a lot of good things in those three games. And tonight, I thought probably the best of the three.
That's Dominic Ducharme, who's, what, the interim head coach of the Montreal Canadiens. You see how happy Mark Bergevin was afterwards when he saw Carey Price? That's the look of a general manager who knows he's getting a contract extension because Price got him past the Leafs. I mean, goaltending's huge. Price showed once again he's pretty good come crunch time. Pretty low key as well. In Toronto's case, Marner didn't make much happen. I thought Austin Matthews, to be honest with you, was pretty good. I think he's a hell of a player. Injuries, sure. Tavares, Muzzin played a factor. Toronto's still deep team, like way deeper than Edmonton. And a deep team. Montreal, they showed after the Gallagher goal, they showed Della, his mother. Ian Gallagher grew up in the city's southeast side. Many of you that would be in your late 40s, early 50s would be well aware of Ian. Al Hamilton, coach of the Sherwood Park Crusaders, once recruited him to take care of what the late, great Pat Quinn used to say, the dirt in the game. And Ian could do that. And Brendan Gallagher, who the Oilers elected not to draft. Steve Tamalini was the general manager at that time in the 2010 draft. I can 100% guarantee you that there were people pushing Edmonton to take a swing on him in the fourth round. The Oilers passed, and the Canadians got Gallagher in the fifth round. Gutsy guy, still nowhere near at 100%. Him, Weber, Anderson clearly look like they're hurting. Leafs didn't get it done. I mean, it's crazy. The pain that market must have today. Think about it. Many of you who grew up, like today's Paul Coffey's birthday. Like we've watched seven Hall of Fame players part of a team that won five Stanley Cups in 7 years. They haven't seen a Stanley Cup championship game since 1967 in their market. Oh. And then they haven't won a playoff series since Austin Matthews was six. Six! I mean, I only had one chin the last time they won a playoff series. Brendan, what do you think? And what do you think people think? I'm actually getting people texting saying, Stauffer, I can't believe you haven't discussed the Edmonton Elks today. Hey, I'm going to cheer on the football team all day. Call them what you want. I would have liked the energy. That would have made sense for me. Elks, good. Good go if the man makes sense. Let it ride. But what do you think, Brendan?
Well, it's just at a point of almost disbelief that the Leafs let that happen again. I say they let it happen. I mean, obviously, you got to tip your cap to Montreal. And anytime Carey Price is in net in a series, the same way we saw Connor Hellebuck turn it on and prove to be a difference. I mean, that's going to be a fun goaltending battle to watch here in the second round. But, you know, I think they call that throwing stones from a glass house when you watch how Toronto fans just thought that this was, you know, I guess a different season, and it proved not to be. So what are they missing at this point, Bob? I don't understand what this team needs to get past this. It looks like a different problem every year, five times around.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I mean, they had some tough matchups. Nazem Kadri hurt him against Boston. They could have won one of those two series. You know what? It's hard to win. Anybody that's actually won before will tell you the biggest thing that people don't get is how hard it is to win. Like, you know, I'll give you an example. Steve Yzerman went to Tampa Bay to replace the guy that we have on the show every Wednesday, Brian Lawton. Brian Lawton was the one who drafted Steven Stamkos and Victor Hedman. Those are two pretty good picks. They're the core of the team. 10 years from the time that Yzerman got there to win. You know, speaking of Yzerman, the misguided, the Yzerman moment. What, you're 14 in the NHL? After they add a cavalcade of stars to Detroit? Lots of things have to go right. That's all there is to it. You know, there's soon to be 31 teams every season that are going to be disappointed. So it's hard to win. This text comes in on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, I was very happy the Leafs lost. I actually think the Leafs are fun to watch. Some of the media and fans are why I was taking pleasure in the Leafs' demise. Time for Marner and Matthews to demand a trade out of Toronto, right? And I think that's part of it for fans in oil country is just, you know, every 3 to 6 months, you've got some Toronto-based media personality. Oh, my friend of a sister's hairdresser who sits there and deals. That guy knows Jeff Jack, you know, and it's all they're going to force a deal out of Edmonton. And to this day, well, you guys traded Gretzky. Huh? Wayne Gretzky was sold because Peter Pocklington was broke. Because Peter Pocklington had also lost the political will of Edmonton at that time. It always amazes me. Like, the Oilers were within one game of the conference final in 2017 and had $22 million worth of players that did not score an even strength goal in that series against Anaheim. Eberle, Nugent Hopkins, Lucic, and Pouliot did not score an even strength goal. They score one even strength goal in the three games that the Oilers lost, two of which went in overtime. Edmonton's in a conference final. McDavid and Drysdale signed max-length deals. Matthews signed a 5-year deal that runs him right into free agency. But we have people in Toronto lecturing Edmonton about what's required to win. I think that's where part of it comes from. Bob tells you that good goaltending wins everything. Carey Price was amazing. And he played the way he played reminded me of Bill Ranford in the 1990 series against Winnipeg when the Oilers came out of a 3-1 series deficit. And roared back to win. I'm glad the Canadians won. That's an interesting, I mean, I don't think Winnipeg, you know, it's funny. I remember I was working on ITV Sports Night at that time, shot listing for Darren Detition during the 89-90 season. I didn't think Edmonton was coming back from 3-1 down in that series against the Jets. But one of the things that happened, depth, the Oilers also committed to putting together the kid line, which was Adam Graves, Joe Murphy, and Martin Jelena. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. And another texter felt good to see the Leafs. There's not a lot of empathy for Toronto today. There just isn't. It might speak to a bigger issue, which we're going to discuss with Spec. Maybe we're all far too Canadian to paraphrase Spirit of the West. You know what? We have these rivalries between markets and are you going to cheer for the winner of Montreal-Winnipeg against Vegas and Colorado's winner? We'll see on that front. I do think there's some old schoolers that like the Canadians. Like, I liked the Canadians before the Oilers got in the NHL. I appreciated the Canadians organization. Always thought they had a lot of class. We'll take a quick timeout. It's 12:23 in Edmonton. Keep the texts coming. There's a lot of them. We'll try to work our way through. And when we come back, we'll get to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. You're listening to Oilers Now, and it is 12:23 in Edmonton.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It is 12:26 in Edmonton. All right, Edward Scissorhands, Ed, in St. Catharines, Ontario, has tweeted me at Bob_Stauffer. He says, Bob is a longtime listener in Southern Ontario. I am elated. The theater of drama surrounding me today is nothing short of spectacular. It's definitely full meltdown mode here today. That one comes to us from Ed in St. Catharines, Ontario. Ryan, not in a dozer, says, Bob, I think every fan of a Canadian team wants their team to end the cup drought in the country. And only their team. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Darren says, Bob, so happy to see the center of the universe Leafs lose. Makes my Oiler disappointment not so bad. That one comes to us from Darren. What's the old saying in professional sports? There's winning and then there's misery. And right now, misery loves company. All right, let's go to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, company branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at elitepromomarketing.com. 630 Chad Studio. Brendan Escott.
Brad Marchand tied it late, but Casey Cizikas made no mistake on an overtime breakaway, tying the series late 1-1 last night in Boston. The Islanders tying that one up. Game two between Tampa and Carolina tonight in Carolina. Lightning have a 1-0 series lead there. Mike Smith, not a Vezina finalist. Instead, Tampa's Andre Vasilevsky, Philip Grubauer from Colorado, and Vegas's Marc-Andre Fleury are the finalists as the league's top goaltenders. Actually, the first time in Fleury's career. I was surprised to see that. Bruins forward Jake DeBrusk fined $5,000 for cross-checking Scott Mayfield last night in Game 2. Ryan Reeves suspended 2 games for roughing and unsportsmanlike conduct in Game 1 against Colorado. And Pierre LeBrun is reporting that Hockey Hall of Fame general manager Jim Rutherford has permission from Pittsburgh to speak with teams about vacant positions around the league. He did step down from the Penguins in January for personal reasons. He'll see his contract with that club expire later this month.
Keep texting us on the Ashley Five Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Your thoughts on Toronto being eliminated? Does it make you a little happy? We'll get to Montreal, Winnipeg tomorrow. Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spec, coming up next for the horses and horse racing in Alberta after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.